Welcome to the Love and Light Show with Jeff Long. In this episode, we are going to examine being rewarded for something, having the need to be rewarded for something in order to do it. We're going to look at this on a very deep level, and perhaps it'll help you understand maybe why you don't do what you don't do, and you do what you do do. So the question that we are posing to the community here is, we as human beings, will we actually do something without being rewarded for it? I'm going to go right here, right now, as deep as possible with this question and say I believe the answer to be yes, because if you look at the number one system in our society that literally controls everything, which is religion and the idea of an all-powerful God, a creator, a higher being that has the ability to reward you or punish you based upon your actions and choices. And so a lot of religious people who hold this idea near and dear to their heart, and this belief near and dear to their heart, this is what they're seeking. They're seeking ultimate reward from a being that has the ability to give them that reward. So this is a really deep and profound thought that, for me, it's been a huge aha moment, because if you think about it, the reason that you get up in the morning and do life is because you were rewarded for it. What are you rewarded with? You're rewarded with experience. If you chose not to get up and you stayed in bed, you would limit the experiences that you would be giving yourself, because you'd just be staring at the ceiling or the TV, and you'd be in your room or your couch, on your living room couch, and that would be your experience. You're not giving yourself very many experiences with that choice. And so you're not rewarding yourself. That's why when you stay in bed all day, sometimes it feels great physically, but mentally and spiritually it wears you out, because you know that you've now limited yourself by making the choice to stay in bed. Sometimes staying in bed is necessary. I'm not condoning it. I do it all the time. After a night of drinking and my body is hungover and that's the choice I made, then yeah, I'm going to make the choice to stay in bed, be comfortable, and let my body heal. There's other moments when you're depressed and you don't want to get out of bed. I get it. I've been there. I've done it all. But I'm telling you that just because you do it doesn't mean that it is the thing that's going to move you forward the fastest to get you to your peace the quickest, you know? So, and that's just the thing. If you stop thinking about right and wrong in a reward and punishment way, and instead of thinking of it as, this is going to move me faster and closer to what I really want, and this is going to move me away from what I really want. And it's really that simple. It's not right and wrong. It's just what works and what doesn't. And so when you think about it that way, what we do when we get up and we experience and we give ourselves experiences, and then in these experiences, every single experience we have a choice to make. Do I do this thing that maybe I don't really want to do, or do I do this thing that is a little bit easier and it doesn't push up really against my resistors as much? And so when looking at two choices where one is maybe a little more comfortable than the other, we tend to lean toward making the choice that is a little more comfortable. And we do this simply because we're rewarded. In our immediate reality, we are rewarded a lot faster for making the easy choice, because we avoid the pain of it. We avoid the uncomfortability of it. We avoid the unknown of it. We avoid the mystery of it. And we don't like unknown. We don't like mystery. We don't like not knowing. We don't want to, well, we do, but we don't in a sense where we're going to now interact with it. If you're walking towards a big, black, dark alley and you can't see anything, are you going to be super comfortable walking into that dark alley? And then if you're walking in your reality and suddenly a black hole opens up in front of you, are you going to actually continue to walk and go towards it? No, you're going to run the hell away from it. You're going to be terrified of it. Point being that We run away from that which we believe is going to create the most pain. And we avoid that which we believe is going to create the most pain. This is why religion works so well, is because you're rewarding someone the ultimate reward possible, eternal bliss, or you're punishing someone the ultimate punishment, eternal pain. So if it's real and it's true, I'm not saying it is or it isn't. I'm just giving you possibilities. That's what we do here. We ask questions. So if it's true, if it really is real, when we die, there is a creator, there is a God, and he's going to reward or punish you, then you'd want to make sure that if you're in that experience, you're going to go toward the greatest amount of peace and away from the greater pain, especially if it's an eternal punishment or an eternal reward. So in a sense, I do believe that's why we as humans do what we do. And so my point in saying this is, how do you use this knowledge in your reality to make your life better? How do you use this in your physical experience to actually create a more comfortable, peaceful experience for yourself? And there's many different ways that you can apply this in your relationships, realizing that the person you're in a relationship is with you because you reward them with happiness. You reward them with something. In some cases, it can be a toxic relationship where you're rewarding them with more of that which makes them comfortable. You're rewarding them with more ability to stay stuck and keeps them comfortable, right? In a lot of instances, that's the case with relationships. You could use this in your business. If you have a business, if you reward your customers and think of ways to reward your customers to get them to do what you want them to do, chances are they're going to do it. Also, make sure that when you have a reward in the conversation or in the experience of that physical being, you make sure you have a punishment as well. This is why fear of loss works so well, and this is why coupons and discounts and all that work so well as well. So if you put them together, imagine what you can create. And this isn't manipulative. This is working with the laws of the universe. Beings want to be rewarded, so if you reward them, they will do what you want them to do. If you punish them or even give them the idea or the thought that it's possible that they will be punished, and then you take it to the extreme that they'll be punished forever, then you can actually have complete control over that being and get them to do literally anything that you want. Anything whatsoever. This is why the idea of being a cult leader is very attractive to a lot of powerful human beings. Is because they want to experience that. They want to experience the power of influence in a way that gets someone to believe them so much about an eternal consequence or an eternal reward. It's almost like wanting to play God on a very small level. And this is where I think we, as spiritual beings, in a physical experience, we get to be careful, because in this spiritual experience, we can have experiences that we believe, wow, this feels amazing, such as feeling powerful or influential. But you have a choice to make in that acceptance of that experience, because it's not feeling good about yourself that's bad. It's not feeling good about yourself that doesn't work, right? It's the fact that you are actually, if you're feeling good about yourself and you're creating pain and discomfort and chaos and hurt and all kinds of negative energies into a situation, then of course that isn't going to work so well for anyone in that experience. But if you're choosing to use your confidence in a way that allows you to spread more love and bring people closer to love, and your love is just, that's just your message. There is nothing else. And that's what we do here in the Love and Light Show. That's what we do within the love community, is we just focus on and help attract and bring people to a whole new frequency, because on that frequency, you're going to make choices that are intrinsically, and just because it is the way it is, those choices will lead you closer and closer to your peace. When you're on a vibration, when you're if you understand what I mean by vibration, everything is energy. And so everything is energy, just as the internet is energy, the exact mechanism that is carrying my voice to you, where you get to experience it and hear my message, it's just energy that I'm throwing to you. I'm throwing it through the phone. There's a frequency that the phone emits. That frequency carries my message. See how beautiful and powerful this is. The frequency carries my message to the destination, and here you get to have it. So if you think about it that way, everything's energy. And so if you want to tune yourself to an energy where you create an experience, a physical reality for yourself, a physical experience where all of your senses are interacting with your experience in a way that brings you joy and peace. If you want that, then you must get yourself on a vibrational level to tune yourself to the reality that you want. The reason that you can't wake up tomorrow, snap your fingers, and have $1 million is because you haven't tuned yourself to the reality that you want to be able to do that just that fast. Whereas a billionaire who wakes up and says, you know what, today I'm going to make $1 million. Just today alone, I'm going to make $1 million. They already have tuned themselves to a frequency that, one, has given them proof that that's possible. So the idea here is to make sure that you create an experience for yourself where you say, yes, that's possible, and therefore it's much easier to tune yourself to the frequency that allows you to have it, you see. And so when you tune yourself to the frequency that allows you to have it, you are giving yourself the life that you want. You are putting this law of attraction, this universal law, you are putting it into effect, but you're also putting it into effect in experiences where you don't feel so good. And there's a reason that you have put yourself into that vibrational experience to where you now are in a physical experience where you're interacting with what you've created with all five senses. Do you understand that that's what you're doing here in your physical experience? You are taking experiences. And the experiences are created simply by the frequency of the energy. And then you tune yourself to that frequency so that you can experience it. And you're tuning yourself, not bad or good, but negative or positive. Negative leads you towards your peace, positive leads you away from your peace. So that's what's happening. And if you think about it in that way, I know I went off on a tangent, but it was very important that we understood the reward and punishment aspect of things, because in every situation, this is true. In every situation. So we go back to the question, do human beings need to be rewarded to do something? Absolutely, 100%. I say yes. If you disagree, I'd love to know. But I say yes, and I've given all the reasons based upon my own experiences, beliefs, and the way that I filter my own reality. I've given it to you the way that I feel and brings me closer to my peace. How about you? I'd love to hear from you. This is Jeff Long. This is the Love and Light Show. Make sure that you are tuned in, tapped in, and turned on, as Abraham Hicks loves to say, and that you're doing it here at the Love and Light Show, because we are creating a community of people where we come together and we collaborate and co-create by simply asking questions and getting closer to our peace. And we do that in all aspects of our lives. It's a beautiful thing. Thank you for joining me on this journey. I love you.